And now, James Gravel.
In two previous lessons, we discussed the power of prayer. It is appropriate, then, at this point, we comment on the fact that there are certain things that prayer cannot do. For example, one popular belief today suggests that all a person has to do to be saved is to recite what is known as the sinner's prayer, which goes something like this. Jesus, I need you. I open the door of my heart and receive you as Savior and Lord. Thank you for forgiving my sins and granting me eternal life. But nowhere in the Scriptures does it teach that. In order to be saved, a person should pray to ask Jesus to come into his heart. You can study the New Testament from Matthew 1 through Revelation 22, and you will not find anything like the sinner's prayer. The salvation that Jesus freely offers is never conditioned on prayer. Instead, it is conditioned on what the New Testament refers to as the obedience of faith, Romans 1:5 and Romans 16:26. An alien sinner can pray for salvation as long as he wants, but his prayer will never result in salvation. God has stated in plain, easy-to-understand language exactly what an alien sinner must do to be forgiven, and that is not accomplished through prayer. It is fruitless for the alien sinner to pray to God to send Jesus into his heart because, as we have pointed out in previous lessons in this series, God hears only the prayers of those people who are already Christians. That is, those who are in Christ, Romans 3:24, where all spiritual blessings are found, Ephesians 1:3. As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. If we are going to be saved, it will not be by prayer. Instead, we must do what God has commanded us to do. Look at Matthew 7:21, where Jesus says, Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. In other words, there is something that we must do to be saved.